Hey. Today we're going to be talking about how to set boundaries so you can take charge of your time and your energy. I'm here alone with my 5-year-old and my 1-year-old. I just laid my 1-year-old down for her nap, but my 5-year-old is in the living room watching Doc McStuffin, so might have an interruption or two. That's okay. Okay, so this live is for you if you are struggling to make time for everything that you want to get done. If you see me looking to the side, I have my notes over here so that I don't just start rambling and start talking about like polar bears or something. I'm trying to stay on topic. So this is for you if you are struggling to make time for everything that you want to do. So if you're struggling with that, stay tuned because I am going to be giving you 3 ways to step out of that. So by the end of this Facebook Live, you are going to be able to see how boundaries can help you have less stress in your day-to-day life. So that's the purpose of this, is to help you have less stress in your day-to-day life by setting simple boundaries that will help you get what you need to get done. And if you're new here, I've had a lot of people join me from Bundles. I've been participating, collaborating with a lot of other business owners. So if you're new here, my name is Lucretia. I help moms with ADHD simplify everyday tasks so they can go from overwhelmed and scattered to organized and structured. So nice to meet you. I'm happy you're here. So let's hop into the first myth, is that busy equals productive. And I get this all of the time. People are telling me I'm so busy, there's not enough time, and they feel like they're doing a lot of things. They're going to bed completely exhausted and drained, but they don't feel like they really accomplished anything. So if that is how you've been feeling, maybe it's because you are being busy doing a lot of things, but you weren't productive where you are focusing on getting the right things done that really make a difference. So I could be busy doing a lot of random things around the house, but I could still go to bed with like the kitchen a mess, the toys scattered across the living room, and didn't really like work on my business at all. Like there were things that I really wanted to get done, but I didn't get to them because I was doing other tasks that weren't really a priority. So busy does not equal productive. We want to be productive where we're doing less, but we're doing more of the right things. So that's the first thing. So you do not need to do more. We want to shift that into, I want to get really good at doing the things that will make me feel accomplished. So instead of I need to do more, we're going to switch that to I need to do the right things that are going to really move the needle and make me feel accomplished. So that is myth number one, that busy does not equal productive. Okay, so there is a difference there. Myth number two is believing that you have to say yes to everything. And this can really make it hard for you to fit everything into your day because you're saying yes to all of these other obligations. And whenever you're saying yes to those obligations, you're saying no to the things that you want to get done. So anytime you say yes to one thing, you're saying no to something else. So keep that in mind. So whenever you are, one thing that happens with this, especially with people with ADHD, is that we get rejection, it's RDS, let me look it up. Rejection dysphoria syndrome, I think that's what it's called. No, rejection sensitive dysphoria. And that is where we are very sensitive to criticism. So I've been like that my whole life. If any little thing, like when I was a kid, my parents will tell you I would easily cry. Like if my parents are like, no, don't do that, I would be completely devastated because I'm like, oh my gosh, I failed. And it was just a huge deal to me. Just little simple things that other people, like my brothers and sisters, it was like my parents say stuff to them and they like don't even care, but my parents could say it to me and it would like my world would come crashing down. And so that is rejection sensitive dysphoria. That's an example of that. And so when you feel like you have to say yes to everything, it's usually because we want people to like us because we're very sensitive to this criticism. We want to be liked. So it's really hard if you're a business owner, you have random strangers saying things about you. But that, so if you're saying yes to everything, it might be because of you want people to like you. And that really stems too from our, you know, back in the day, like caveman days, as people say, when we had to be liked to fit in with the crowd, we had to fit in with the pack, or we wouldn't survive on our own. So it's very important for us as humans to get along with the rest of the group so that we could stay safe. We found food together. So it was really a pack mentality. And so we really had to be liked back then. But as of now, it's not like that anymore. But we still have those brains that want to be liked, because it feels like if we're an outcast, then we could die, basically, is what our brains think, which was true many, many years ago, but not so much today. And so it can be hard to say no to things and feel like you're going to upset someone. So I completely understand that. But remember that every time you say yes to one thing, you're saying no to something else. So if you're saying yes to someone asking you to do something, you're saying no to what you had planned to do for yourself. So that's the shift there, is that anytime that, first of all, you don't need people to like you, you need to like you. And I get that it's super hard, especially with ADHD. It can be really hard to get that criticism. But, I'm so easily distracted. Something went by my window. But remember that whenever you say yes to one thing, you're saying no to something else. And then myth number three that can be making it hard for you to complete things in your day-to-day life, be causing you unnecessary stress, is saying that you don't have time to plan. So if you believe that you are too busy, you have too much to do, that is keeping you stuck, because you're, like I said in the beginning, you're probably doing a lot of the things that don't need to be done right now, or they don't need to be done today, and they can be put off for tomorrow, next week, whenever. But we can struggle with prioritizing things, and so we feel like everything needs to be done right now. But if you take the time to sit down and plan, it can actually free up time in your week, in your day. So making time to sit down and figure out even less than 10 minutes. And I go over my planning strategy inside the Productive Moms Toolkit. I show you how I map things out, how I figure out what to focus on so that I'm not constantly stressed every single day. I know exactly what I want to focus on each day. I tell you, show you how to break things down into categories. So you'll know, like, okay, let's do this today. I actually don't need to do this. Someone else can do it. And then these tasks can be put off until tomorrow or next week. So I show you my simple process to do that inside of the Productive Moms Toolkit, and I'll link it below for you. But we have to figure out what to focus on, or we're going to be stressed every single day. And that's a lesson that I learned after I had my daughter. I was stressed all the time, crying every day, because I felt so incredibly overwhelmed. And that was because I was, one, doing a lot of stuff. I was just doing a lot of random stuff, going to bed exhausted, overwhelmed every single day. And two, I was doing everything by myself. And so I had to learn that not everything needs to be done today, and not everything needs to be done by me. And it was hard for me to relinquish that control over, I like the dishes put in the dishwasher a certain way, I like them put away in the cabinets a certain way, but it was either I can do it myself and be completely overwhelmed and upset and frustrated and irritable, or I can relinquish that control and say that, you know, done is better than perfect. So it's, you know, it's a choice you have to make. So I decided that done was better than perfect, which I guess perfect was my way of doing things. I wanted it done my way, but at the end of the day, I just wanted it done. It didn't matter if I did it, or if my husband did it, if my five-year-old does it, like, just get it done. And so now we have more of a teamwork. It's more a collective, and I'm not the one doing everything. So it's very important to sit down and figure out, what do I need to focus on today? What can I hand off to someone else so I don't have to do it at all? What are the tasks that I need to limit? So like social media, I've deleted Instagram and TikTok off of my phone. I've deleted the apps. So I don't want to be on those apps at all. They just suck away too much of my time. So it's very important to be intentional about where you want your time to go so that you can be in control of how you're spending your time. And so again, I go over that extensively inside of the Productive Moms Toolkit. And I go over how to set these boundaries in a gentle way where it feels good for you. It doesn't feel like you're being rude or disrespectful, or, you know, it doesn't just like make you want to curl up into a ball because you're so afraid of confrontation. So I show you my simple way of setting boundaries in there as well. Okay, so slowing down to figure out what you want to do and slowing down and taking the time to plan out simple things. And it doesn't mean like time blocking, creating a schedule, any of that. We're just slowing down to figure out, today I'm going to focus on these two things. Like, that's it. Like, so, then anything else after that, cool, no problem, we can do that. But I know that my priorities are getting task A done and task B done. After that, I can do whatever the heck I want. If I want to scroll through TikTok, cool, because I've already gotten my most important task done. So that's the purpose of slowing down, to plan out just a few tasks that you want to focus on. So these simple strategies are going to help you take control over your time, take control over your energy, so you're not completely exhausted every single day. And they'll help you just set simple boundaries so you can have less stress in your day-to-day life. So again, I'll leave the link to the Productive Moms Toolkit below if you want to check it out. It is how I have simplified my day as a work-from-home mom with ADHD, 5-year-old, and a 1-year-old here. I'm homeschooling, so I've just put all of my strategies in there that help me be less stressed and less irritable and frustrated with my family. So if you're interested in that, go ahead and take a look, and I'll see you later.